Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, I'm here with Isabel Legeron. How are you, Isabel?
Oh, I'm good, thank you.
Excellent. Second time on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We had you on when you were just getting into your Masters of Wine, and now, big lady. Full master of wine, everything.
I'm on the other side of it, yeah.
Yeah, on the other side of the fence. So that's brilliant. Mm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Excellent. What we're going to do, the first time we interviewed you, we just sort of talked a wee bit about what you'd done, and I think it'd be quite nice, I thought, to just see how, looking back, how you felt the master of wines went. When you first started, was it what you anticipated?
Okay, sure. So I've done, I guess the study took me 4 years. Mm-hmm. I did like a first year, second year, sat the exams. And then I've been sort of writing the dissertation and I only literally just passed. So yes, this is a
did
bit of a news.
Did you pass your exams first time? Or?
I was a provisional pass, which in effect means that I passed the whole of my tasting and then I passed the whole of my theory. Apart from one paper, which then I resat the following year, which I passed, and then I wrote the dissertation.
Oh, that's pretty good going, because a lot of people fail something.
Yeah, a few times.
I've got a guy who works for me who passed the tasting first time, no problems, but he just couldn't pass the theory at all.
Quite a few people do that, and then, which is great, because then they start again and they don't give up, and because I think it's really worthwhile. You throughout the process of learning about the wines, you need to have a really great global understanding of wine styles, winemaking around the world, from sparkling wine, dry wine, to sweet wines, whether it comes from Tuscany or Canada, and so that gives you a great global understanding of wines in general. And then from a theory point of view, it also gives you a really good understanding of what happens from the soils to the distribution systems, whether it's in Japan or... So I think when you come out of the MW, and in a way, whether you pass or you don't pass, you go through the same process of learning. And I think you really walk away with the pretty sound global view on wine in general. And then the dissertation, for me, was a bit the hardest bit because I had to write it in English. And as you know, I'm French.
Yep.
So I had
first
to do...
First French lady to get the Masters of Wine.
Yeah, first French woman, exactly, which was... that is really exciting on a sort of, personal level. And, because France needs more MWs, and I don't understand why we don't have more, but there's more communication, so hopefully. There's a lot more students coming on board this year who are French, which is very encouraging. Because the MW is not just an English institution. It came out of England, but it's a truly global organization, and you have students from all over the world, which makes the experience and the learning even more exciting because you meet some fantastic people. And I have friends. We started the MW together. Some have gone through and passed, some haven't, but they're still really good friends. You spend a lot of time on a Saturday morning and you taste wines with all your friends. You discuss the wines and then you do the same on a Sunday. Pre-exams, I spent all my weekends, evenings, mornings, tasting wines in my books. So it's pretty intensive. And then when I did when I wrote the dissertation, it took me probably 6 months of, pretty much dedicated studying and writing. 3 months pretty much part-time, and then I took 3 months off and I wrote my dissertation. But it was the biggest and the toughest part of the exam.
Sure, the dissertation.
The dissertation, yes.
Yeah, because I would have thought the tasting would be the hardest bit. I don't know, is that not too bad?
No, I think the tasting, once you really study all the styles of wines, all the classic regions in the world, and you travel a little bit and you taste extensively, and then you have your own way of writing your tasting notes, and then you can argument, your thought process. Because the what's really interesting about tasting with the MW technique is that you really think about all the options of winemaking, and there's a question which is posed, which could be, what is the grape variety? But you don't just say, oh, it's Chardonnay. You think about the options. Why is it Chardonnay? Why could it be something else? And it really makes you think about wine in a very different way. And you break down wine and you look at the acidity level. What does that tell you in terms of origin, in terms of grape variety, the aromatic profile, what does that tell you, the use of oak, what does that tell you, the level of quality? Again, that gives you a clue as to which region it might come from. And then you pull all these elements together And then you come to a conclusion. So, you know, wine is getting more and more diverse these days. And you have, obviously, wines produced all over the world. And you have, you know, new world, but cool regions. You might have a classic European region, but, you know, warmer climate. So it gets blurred, particularly sometimes at the top end, and particularly when you have then 10 years on the wine. So there are some frontiers that get blurred between styles or between grape variety. So you can only make the best educated guess.
Yeah.
Because it is a blind tasting, and you have to come up with an answer, whether it's to do with which year was it made in, where, what quality level. So you make your guess. But as long as you make a guess which draws on all the right sort of argument,
clues,
then that's it. Then you know, then you're done.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think people, you know, for me, doing the exam is to be able to develop your own voice, your own way of making decisions or tasting wine, but drawing on all the knowledge and all the whatever is happening around the world and making, you know, it is about developing an opinion.
And what about the written theory exams? I hear you have to learn lots and lots of science.
Yeah, there's which for me was a bit of a challenge because I studied literature and business. I had nothing to do with science, so trying to understand a little bit more about the science behind the winemaking was really interesting. But for me, that was, oh my god! So now I need to learn about formula, and you don't really need to learn about hardcore formula, but I think you know, at each step of winemaking, which goes back to, you know, which rootstock you might use, to perhaps, well, I don't know, a particular style of winemaking, which could be making wine in an amphora, for example. You just have to understand the options and what is going on. And because it's a lot of it is self-study, it means you have to, you know, talk a lot to winemakers or what people do, because you can help, you know, you can help yourself with books and you can study with books. But actually, what really happens is out there in the vineyard, and a lot of it is not written. And it's by talking to people that you begin to understand all the options available to make different styles of wines, for example.
Because the exam's in English, did you land up writing your study notes in English or in French? Because if you wrote it in English, it would help to be able to verbalize it in English, but if you wrote it in French, it might give you an assistance in terms of being able to be more articulate.
Sure. I did, for the actual, I never wrote anything in French. I write everything straight away in English. I mean, I've been here for about 13 years now, and I studied part of my studies was in Oxford and Manchester. So I don't think in French, I think in English. When I was writing the exam, everything was in English, and my wine vocabulary is in English anyway. And actually now I find it more difficult to express myself in French in the wine jargon. With the dissertation, the difficulty was more into, academia. I was used to express myself in terms of a very academic, structured way, which a dissertation is all about, in French. Mm. And I had to really think a lot about my wording, and, you know, I had to get help from friends who I'd say, you know, can you, you know, how does that sound? Or so there was input from people who are used to writing a lot more in very strict academia, because the dissertation there are very strict guidelines, and a comma here and there makes a big difference. Mm. So you have to not only get the whole material, analyze it, but then really express yourself in excellent English.
So the exams are made up of a tasting paper or two, a theory paper, and your dissertation. What was your dissertation on?
I did my dissertation on wine from my region, which is the Charente, and I was looking at the potential.
Just explain where that is.
Sure. So the Charente is in Cognac, southwest France. So it's a region which is one of the largest vineyards in France. I would say it's probably quite an industrial vineyard, because the production goes into the making of cognac. And obviously, there are a few people who make some wines out of very classic grape varieties. There are border grape varieties. So you have Sauvignon Blanc, Merlot, Cabernet Sauvignon, a little bit of Cabernet Franc, for example, used, some Sémillon, some Chenin Blanc, which is more from the Loire. But basically, it's a region which sits between the Loire and Bordeaux.
Mm-hmm.
So there is wine produced there, and I left my region about 13 years ago, and I've never really looked at wine, because it's not really a region known for its, you know, its wine value.
Yeah.
So I wanted to revisit that. I wanted to get connected with my region and understand, you know, where wine was at and where it was going. And so the question that I posed in my dissertation was, can Vin de Pays Charentais compete on quality and value in the UK market? And the conclusion that I drew from my research was, yes, it can compete on quality. You know, the area is quite an expensive area to produce wine from. So the wines end up being quite expensive. So as a result, I don't think they can really compete on price in the UK market at this stage. And there's not enough volume being produced, so there's no economy of scale to be made from there.
What sort of other dissertations were people doing?
There were people looking at sweetness levels in Australian wines.
In the reds?
I don't know what she did on. I think it was maybe red or white, so I can't remember. I mean, there's been
a bit of sweetness in the red hides all sorts of things.
You said it, not me. Well, I can't actually just I can't think of other. There was another dissertation looking at zero dosage in champagne styles. Somebody did a dissertation on the various styles of sparkling wine in the UK. So, I mean, you're free to choose whatever topic you want, as long as it's very well focused, it's quite tight, and you can pose a question and answer it. And that's the key, and show analytical skill. And I have to say that even though for me it was, you know, it was a big challenge, I learned enormous amounts. And now I think about wine, or I can think about wine in a very, very disciplined way. And I learned a lot about stats, and I learned a lot about graphs. And so it was, you know, it was a great mental challenge.
Oh, excellent, excellent. And now that you've got it, it took you 4 years to get it.
Yep.
I think if you do it really well, you can do it in two. Is that right?
No, the best track record is 3 years.
3 years.
1 year for the first year, obviously 1 year for the second year, so you pass everything first time, and then you take 1 year for your dissertation. So that's the minimum, but it's quite rare. I mean, some people do it, of course, but that's you know, really bloody well going, I think.
Yeah. And what about the worst you can do? Because they eventually kick you off the course,
yes,
don't they?
I think you get three goes, and then if you don't pass after three attempts at the exams, then you have to wait. You have like a cooling off period, I think. I don't know. I guess I never really.
You need to worry about yourself.
I didn't worry about that. No, but you sort of go. You do your own journey, and you find, you know. So I don't really know the exact workings of how many goes you have, but I think it's three.
What was the highlight of the course for you?
It's the people I met and the friendship that I forged, because I think that is very special. And also there is a recognition there amongst people. So there is a camaraderie within the institute, which is really, really nice. So, you know, a lot of great friendships. And I think, you know, I feel I have a really great understanding of wine. I mean, you know, I wouldn't say I know everything there is to know about wine, because I don't think that's really possible anyway. But I think I have a good global understanding at a reasonable level. You know, I'm not an expert as a result of the MW into any particular area of wine. So I'm not an expert in soil. I'm not an expert in fermentation techniques, but I understand, I have a great global view. And with this classical training now that I've done all the studying, and now I've done all the studying about, you know, this global aspect, now I can focus on what I'm really passionate about, which is looking at organic biodynamics and essentially, you know, natural winemaking. So that's what I'm looking at the moment, going on to the next stage, and it's, I guess, now that I've got this global view, it's kind of enabled me to sort of pick the area that really fascinates me and go for it, and that's what I'm doing at the moment.
So how are you doing that?
I'm putting together a book proposal. I want to write a guide to natural wines for next year.
Mm-hmm.
I have a project of opening a natural wine bar restaurant next year in London. So I'm working on a business plan for that. That's it.
Okay, fantastic. All right, then. I know we've got to go off and
do some work.
Yeah, exactly. So thank you very much for your time, Isabel.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me back.
Not a problem. Cheers.